We are in a lesson about choosing unity above all differences. We'll read selected excerpts from the sources. You can find them on kab.co.il. And you can also ask questions on the website. Choosing unity above all differences.
This is because we want to publish a newspaper about the unification of the people of Israel, which is necessary. This is exactly the time due to the elections and how everyone is running to show that they're concerned with unity. So we too want to show that we're concerned with unity. And this is towards which we are studying this.
I want to ask a question. The state of Israel is now facing an election, and from day to day we see there's more and more political parties, more and more division, the public, I don't know, everyone in their own place. The question is, what's the direction you're seeing, that eventually the state of Israel needs to have one party, one system, one...
God forbid, there's nothing worse than that. There is nothing worse than having one party. That would be either communism or the other side of it, Nazism, dictatorship. No. May there be 1,000 parties. Every person could be a party, even two parties, two opposite parties. That's even more suitable for Jews. But love will cover all transgressions. That's the pluralism. That's what we learn. This is what he teaches us in the freedom choice,
the freedom
in
article.
In the freedom, where there must be a choice of opinions, and each doesn't agree, and each one doesn't even agree with what he thought of a second ago, even because those reshimot are changing, the soul is constantly changing in each and every one of us. But there's one principle which is above us. And above it, we're connected to, and it is holy to us. What is holy? Permanent, special, unique, and general to us all. What is that principle? Love. Love. That's it. Above all the differences. Love covers all transgressions. That's what Abraham taught. That's the foundation of the people of Israel. And it is the principle that we need to keep, and it is what we are going to penetrate the upper world with, to get to know the general force of nature called the Creator, Bore, come and see, and we will come to all of the corrections. Only in such a manner. And we don't care about the parties. What I care about is that all the parties, all the different partisanships in all those parts and streams will agree that above all the quarrels they have with their neighbors and the relatives and the far people, he's willing to connect with everyone above that and to exist on two levels. On one level, we're in, like in the parliament, this beautiful parliament where they are there, and on the other hand, connected together, truly alike in one soul, where it's really one soul.
Love doesn't neutralize all of that?
No, it doesn't neutralize. On the contrary, actually.
What do you mean, on the contrary?
That's the state that we need to understand. That's the spiritual state where I hate you like that. I'm really saying it like that. It can't be explained.
So how will we explain it?
This is the contradiction that has to be in the adherence between the Creator and the creature. The Creator, when he comes to the creature, he discovers his complete oppositeness. The 100% being opposite. And with that, he just wants a hug and a kiss. Not to nullify himself, not to cancel him. But otherwise, what kind of creature will he be? And what kind of contentment will he bring? This is called Malchut, which discovers all of its aviyut with all its might, and above that, builds a masach. As she resists her aviyut in order to adhere to the Creator. But her nature remains below, within her. And she's concerned of not losing of her nature even one crumb of herself. Otherwise, there's no adhesion there.
Can you explain this principle in a common language?
No. No. That's why the show, like Mushi says, he's right. How nice it would be if we could, but it's impossible to explain it. It's simply in a folk way that, despite those things, what's the result of this? We don't need to correct our nature. The fact that each of us is an egoist, that's very nice. That each hates the other, hate him. That each doesn't agree with the other, of course not. The others are not right, of course no one is right. Of course. But with that, we're building another level. Another floor. Another floor. It's a solution that no one has. But try to somehow bring it closer. Two floors, two levels. Why? Because our nature is an egoistic nature that does not purify. The will to receive does not disappear, does not purify. Nothing. Only you build above it. Through restriction, masach, and ochozer, you build up above it the quality of bestowal, which is opposite the will to receive. And in that sandwich, you live. And then what do you attain? Yes.
When we, the people, the Israeli public goes to vote,
we say that we need... don't need to throw filth at each other, and I don't care, and don't cancel each other out, and not to want for there to be less parties, and moreover, let there be more. There's still new parties being born. Are there?
There's a problem now that a lot of political parties will fall because they're not going to pass the threshold. So and there's a fear of that.
What? Who cares? Well, I understand that that the big parties don't want the small parties, so that they don't play with them. But if we're going according to our method, the more the better.
So now you hear that the right and the left, everyone tries to come together. Bibi understands it. Everyone understands it. That it's good to bring together the small parties. Now, in the Knesset, in the parliament, there are also two levels like that. You think they'll connect now because of that?
No. Where are you going to see a connection there? You never come to a connection on one level, on an egoistic level. You need to build another level above them, meaning for there to be a goal, that the goal of the global connection, the statehood, will be more important than the personal goal.
Put it like this. You think that Bnei Baruch can influence all that system of election in Israel and make things better? There's a chance even?
I don't want to bestow on the elections. I want to bestow upon the people of Israel. I won't see the results in the elections. I don't care what will happen there. I care about the people of Israel so that they know that connection is their salvation.
How does it manifest, the matter of connection between us?
The knowledge that if we connect, we are saved from all the problems, that knowledge is the triumph, the success in the elections. They're choosing a party. We're choosing a method and the Creator. That's it altogether.
Okay, well, everyone talks about it this morning. Everyone is thinking, how do we make it? How do we implement it? How do we execute what we're talking about today? This is my problem.
In short, you're right. Let us learn and study here and to do a newspaper. Yes.
I want to ask about ideologically, not politically. When everyone goes to vote, he wants to ruin the other. I don't want the other party to succeed.
Right. But we're not talking from their level, where they're quarreling between themselves. We're talking from our level, where it's unification. Love covers all transgressions. Like the mother that looks at her little children that are quarreling between them.
I want his benefit, the benefit of the other party.
If you're asking me, I want unity, connection, I'm not looking at any party, not between the parties, and not party, but super party, above the party, above all the parties. Just understand where I am and where it hurts me. How can we, above all the disputes and quarrels that they're in, where they're playing with in the sandbox there, I want to be above that. That's how it is.
How?
How?
How do you rise to that super above party situation?
Let's say that you and I saw this. There was once a meeting, a ping pong match between America and China. You were still a little child. It was maybe 60 years ago, 50 years ago at least. You weren't alive yet.
Yeah, a baby, yeah.
And I noticed they played not to win. They played to connect. Really. For the Americans had a goal to unite with the Chinese, and the Chinese had a goal to unite with the Americans. By what? By that ping pong game, by that table tennis game. It's just like that, but they made from this such a, how should we say, a big performance, and there was a lot of advertisement around it. It was like the Olympic level competition. What competition? It was all they thought about was that connection between them. You could really feel it. I remember that, and it was impressive. Yes. So if it is for that sake that we would go to the elections, but we would be in the elections and each expresses his opinion, then we would come to connection above the elections, which is very diversified and multifaceted. There would be a blossoming, not one flower, but a blossoming of many flowers, because each and everything, as he explains to us in this article of the freedom and the free choice, that the opinion of each and every one is important in this world. And then from that we get the broad knowledge, a grip in what the Creator is. How can I grip onto what He is with my soul, which is going to be this little pinpoint point of contact? And more, when we're all connected, then we grasp all of Him. Yes.
But how can the ego allow another opinion to exist? Because it could be opposite to mine.
That doesn't matter that it's opposite. How could it be opposite? Your whole grasp of anything or perception of anything is from two opposites in one thing. How do you perceive something? Now I'm looking. How can I look if there isn't in every point of observation darkness and light? So how can I see? I, as a creature, always see everything from its opposite. And in that oppositeness, I attain something. Do you understand? In everything, I look at you. How do I grasp you as a person, as this, as that? In everything that there is, from opposite things that I have. And also when we're looking at what, no matter what we look at, it's always that same principle. Love covers all transgressions. I don't get anything from what's outside of me. But when we work, we start to get closer, and that's how we get a grip of it, we perceive it. Okay? Yes, Bushi.
To me, it's clear that when you come to connection and when you discover the Creator, even a little bit, then that emotion, that quality that dresses in the people who did it, will give a solution for how to connect all the crimes and all the differences between us. That's clear. But I'm saying that this is a process that can take a long time.
I don't know that, but there's no other process.
Yeah, sure, but even now when we gather here, we have different opinions, and we haven't reached, or we reached 1% of connection, and we still need to make a decision. So how do we do it? Or in the meantime, we take decisions egoistically.
It's according to how it's written. We have to do what we can, what's in our hands to do.
Yeah, just to understand, I'm not worried.
Do you understand? I'm not concerned with whether I'm going to start the work and not finish it.
No, but you have to give an intermediate solution in the meantime until we connect.
There's no solution. The solution is already in the first word, because there is a method. We just need more and more to open it up, to adapt it, to mitigate it, sweeten it. But the method itself is there. And all we need is to present it again and again. So every 3-4 months we will do another newspaper, and you will see how much we will be able to even more explain. We'll be even closer to the people, and no one can shut our mouths. And that's how we will do it. That's it. That's how we will do it.
I'll give an example. Dudi, me, and I, let's say, are sitting and working on a newspaper today. Everyone has his own opinion, well, and that's great. Now, everyone thinks about how to do it best. Now, we have a method, we'll connect, we'll make efforts to connect. I don't know what will happen in the end, but in the end, a newspaper needs to be published. Now, we didn't manage to connect, to discover the creator, and we still have to publish the newspaper.
You're going to publish a newspaper however you can.
According to what I think?
Not according to what you think, according
Why?
To what's written in our sources.
In the sources it says that when we unite, we will know how to publish anything, how to do everything.
You won't know how to connect. You need to publish a newspaper. That's it. You don't put it as a condition. That's it. Lead all the sources to there. Not yours, but the source materials. I was surprised that you didn't come into my office yesterday about that. Well, that you did something. You advanced somewhere with the newspaper. Huh?
Yes, of course. Today we'll go into your office as well and work
okay,
on
good.
It. Yesterday I was asked, why do we publish newspaper? Everything is online today. Why do you push a physical printed newspaper?
First of all, I'm looking at us. We have a force for dissemination of giving out. You can say whatever you want. There's no stronger force for spreading a newspaper than we have in our organization. That's worth a lot of money. And the power itself, the force, is worth a lot. And the desire, the efforts that we can put there. And therefore, we need to take advantage of it, this force of being able to deliver. Because altogether, we don't know the price yet. Uli doesn't have an answer for us yet. Well, where is he? In short, we need to do something with it. It can't be that we are working in such a way. I think that this is the most beneficial of things. It seems to me very practical that if you now start spreading from hand to hand a newspaper, half of them are thrown, half of them are left in the trains and on the buses and benches and taxis, eventually it reaches. It reaches a quarter of it, a third of it. It reaches, they open, they read, they're included from it. And also when you're giving it, there's a force to it. Also, when you're integrated a little bit from the bullets that you're making there, at least those that you're putting in there, it's an advertisement that, according to the price, its power is immense. That's why we do it. And we are in a state where this is a fatal time for Israel. It's an election time. We want the people to know that it's not through these elections that we're going to reach the correct, good, and strong state, that our strength is from the connection between us, above all the parties. Let them think about that too. Specifically, let them go and vote, but with that, let them hear about this. This is very important, that we're bringing them another pan of the attitude towards the elections that we have. That love covers all crimes. That's it. Yes, Niv.
Will there be a stage when, like that contest between the Chinese and the Americans in the ping pong match, when we will have to organize some expressions of the method, like ping pong according to Kabbalah, economics, or other things?
I don't know. I don't think so. Why do you have such questions about that? It's completely unrealistic. Yes. Well, give him a microphone.
About the newspaper that you give with your hand, I noticed that people pay attention to you according to the effort that you make. So by making the effort of going and giving it to their hands, they're obligated to hear more than if I just post something online, which basically means you don't invest much. You just post it and leave. And we actually obligate them to hear if we invest. I think also in our inner work, the more we invest over the years, they'll be forced to listen to us because we transmit a power through our efforts.
Yes, when we go out now to give out the newspapers in the streets, in all the different places, they will already relate differently. They will understand more that this is Bnei Baruch. What are they doing? For what are they doing this? What are they giving out? What's their agenda? What's the purpose? What's the goal? What's their attitude towards the people? It'll be different. It will be a qualitative meeting between us and the people, than more than it was before.
Yeah, I feel like people said before, we're looking for love. People are looking for love. People are looking for someone who invests in them and systematically, not just for a moment. And over time, so therefore, if we're going and doing physical actions, they feel it more. It contains more power than just spreading the wisdom in the air, and then we're like anyone who wants to benefit something without effort.
Yes, you're right. More love, Dudi. It should be felt in the newspaper. That the newspaper is written out of love. That's it. Good. What else do we have for today? We already won't start with this. Tomorrow, there's no lesson tomorrow morning. I am giving a lesson according to the request of the Russian Kli all over the world in Russian from our studio, and there's no choice, but I have to give this to them. So tomorrow there's no lesson, no morning lesson. Also the day after that, for 2 days I have to be with them. They are preparing big conventions during our Congress here everywhere in the world. Therefore, I must go through many materials with them. So for tomorrow morning and the next morning, we won't have the morning lessons. Continue to sleep and to enjoy your sleep. The lessons will be translated, I don't know. For the time being, it could be that they will be. I'm not worrying about that. It could be that they are. That's it. About that, there's nothing to ask. If it's about that, then the lesson is over.
Thanks to the TV viewers. Have a good day. And the introductory course in the Wisdom of Kabbalah, everyone's invited to an introductory meeting in Kfar Saba and Kfar Blum. Register in advance, call 1-700-509-209 or kab.co.il. have and connecting to the good life, the World Kabbalah Convention. Viewers, students, everyone's invited to the Congress that will take place in the Exhibition Gardens in Tel Aviv. Registration ends at February 10, so hurry up. Details on the site. Have a good day and good night. בשדה קוצים גדול קורא אני בקול תפילת הלב אל המרום עד ינוסו הצללים מבין הערפילים עם שחר רק יצמא החלום את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמתי בלעדיהם אני לא קיים את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמתי בלעדיהם אני לא קיים עמוק בתוך הלב את החי סוחב ובתוכי בוער כלהבה עבדו עקבות אבל רוחות טובות יובילו אל ים האהבה